Proclamation number 4954 of 21st of August, 1950. Knowing God only through truth. Anyone who has recognized me will also remain faithful to me in the lost battle on this earth. For his soul no longer leaves me because the spirit within it leads it to me. Anyone who has recognized me also knows the truth, for I myself convey it to him, and this truth gives him the strength to stand up for faith in me and my kingdom, thus to confess me before the world. But the human being must have recognized me first. And to recognize me means to form a correct, truthful image of his Creator and Father of eternity. A distorted image of me will never give him the strength to stand firm in faith, for the opposing forces shake the foundations of faith too violently so that it collapses in itself if the object of faith is found to be defective. A God whose nature is not recognized as supremely perfect will be dropped as soon as the going gets tough. And therefore it is extremely important that people learn to recognize me, which again is only possible if they are taught the truth. But the world is full of lies and error. And a building which was founded on lies and error will never stand. Therefore such a structure must collapse in itself if its foundations are shaken. And I will make sure that this happens one day, because Roman 1, as the eternal truth, certainly allow people's will to be free if it distorts the pure truth. But I will never allow anything that deviates from the truth to endure. Truth will triumph and error and lies will perish. There have always been people who recognized what was wrong and took action against it, yet my adversary always found favor when he brought error and lies into the light and undermined the truth. People wanted to serve me and yet they were the servants of the one who is my enemy. Yet they were not forced into this service. Again and again I let them be warned. Again and again my spirit worked in those who seriously strove for the truth. Yet my voice was overheard and my adversary's voice was listened to until a stage was reached where the ascent to me only became possible with difficulty, whereas the descent was all the more certain. And now I call a halt to all those who walk in darkness. I will ignite a light for them again which will show them the right path. I will send light bearers towards them and let the lion's error be brightly illuminated. I will show myself to people as I am in truth and not as I am portrayed by blind guides. I want to help all people to recognize me, and therefore I reveal myself. Whoever recognizes me remains faithful to me until the end, and therefore you should learn to see everything that is false and free yourselves from it, for you can only follow one, me or my adversary. The eternal truth or the prince of lies. The lie must give way when the truth appears. But whoever flees from the truth is not my, but my adversary's, share. And he will fail in the last battle on this earth, which will be waged as surely as my word is truth and can only be understood by those who have been taught the truth, who have been taught by me myself through my spirit, who recognized me as eternal truth and therefore remain faithful to me until the end. Amen.